Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark
with Kay Warheit.
We read verses 1 to 8 in Mark 7. The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were unclean, that is, unwashed. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash, and they observe many other traditions, such as the washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles. That's end of verse 4. So in other words, before eating, everything was washed. There are original written laws found in the book of Leviticus, chapter 11 in the Old Testament, that included the kinds of animals that were considered clean or unclean, the laws that were given for the health and welfare of the Jewish people. However, the ceremonial washing of hands was an oral law handed down from religious leaders. And here, as well as in Matthew 15, Jesus, born of the Jewish faith, seems to be discarding the long-held oral laws of the Jewish purity code that have been practiced for years. Why? In 2024, the washing or cleansing challenge from the Pharisees and teachers of the Jewish law does not seem to be harsh, considering that after COVID, we're still using disposable wipes, hand sanitizers, and we expect disposable gloves to be worn in any public handling of food. So why was this washing of hands after coming from the marketplace an issue for Jesus' disciples when it came to eating? Well, first, anyone coming from the marketplace meant that they had been around Gentiles or non-practicing Jews who were considered unclean people. So this isn't just about dirt and germs. It's about man-made rules of religion that can keep people focused on outward deeds rather than what is in the heart for God. Continuing in verses 5 to 8, we read the Pharisees' words, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders instead of eating their food with unclean hands?" Jesus replied, as he often did, by referencing the Old Testament, which these teachers of the law would have known. From Isaiah 29:13, Jesus said, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men." Then he said, "You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men." The commands of God that Jesus referenced start with the Ten Commandments. Exodus 20, first commandment, "You shall have no other gods before me." When we place our long-held interpretations of the law before commandment to serve and worship God only, we are serving other gods, so to speak, by holding on to traditions that could, in the end, keep us away from the worship God commanded by God for him. A while ago, I invited a woman to church after she told me she had been looking for a church for several years. She asked me if our church had a choir. When I told her, "No, we have a worship team that leads us in worship," she turned up her nose. She said she wouldn't go to a church unless there was a choir for her to join. How often, or the way in which communion is served, whether the Lord's Prayer is recited in church each week or not, how many worship songs are sung, or how offering is received, all of these can be traditions that lead us in our worship of God, or they can serve as obstacles that keep us from placing him first in our worship. In Mark 7, we read that Jesus does not necessarily condemn traditions, but rather he condemned practicing man-made traditions we use as a substitute for our real desire to serve God only. To me, this passage is a picture of praying with folded hands pointed to God while keeping one eye open to see if anyone sees us praying. The religious showmanship of empty, man-made traditions the Pharisees held up is what Jesus condemned. Let us pray. Father God, search our minds and show us the judgment that we might be holding toward others who don't share our traditions in worship, and open our hearts and minds to show us how we might be shallow in our worship, giving lip service to you without having a heart for you alone. We ask these things in your Son's name, Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend.
Have a great day.